We're helping Jesus save the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's Wednesday of Holy Week.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming back. And we're going to continue sharing with you what stood out to us and why in Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God.
After a night of suffering, of insults and scorn, torn by the terrible torment of the scourging, Jesus is led out to be crucified. Then he, Pilate, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Could you imagine, like, somebody in their right mind seeing Jesus being led to be crucified and Barabbas, who is a well-known criminal, being released completely free? How, in my eyes, that would seem absolutely outrageous, ludicrous. And yet, I know a lot of you struggle with, even when you look at the judicial system, maybe you feel like there's many injustices that are happening. And I just, what I would have to say to that is, like, Christ is completely aware of injustice. And though our current situations are not perfect, just know that he is there with those who are suffering the injustices.
Shifting gears a little bit here. Once upon a time, there was a man walking on a long journey to his destination, a big city. And as he's approaching, after many days of travel, this big city, he's on the outskirts. And he sees in the distance a crowd gathering, and they're noisy. And while he hasn't been around people for a long time because he's been on this journey for a while, so curiosity catches up to him and he wanders over and he sees this crowd is, they're agitated and they're yelling and they're like, what's this all about? And he gets a little bit closer and he can see people spitting on the ground and pointing and laughing and like, what's this all about? So he gets a little closer and he sees the object of their scorn. Upon the ground lay a man, and he's pressed down into the ground underneath the weight of a heavy cross. He's bloodied, he's beaten up, and he's struggling to get up to his feet, but he can't because that cross has fallen in such a way that he's pinned. And now this man is the laughing stock.
A man returning home, Simon of Cyrene, is forced to help.
I imagine as Simon looks at Jesus on the ground, just takes this in, he feels pushed from behind and looks over his shoulder. There's a Roman soldier saying, you carry it for him. And they force Simon to carry the instrument of this execution, the cross. This object of shame is placed upon Simon, and he carries it. He's forced to carry it. And this is what stands out to me. Simon is not willing to do this. He doesn't volunteer. Something drew him to that spectacle. And now he's caught up and he's carrying something against his own will. Can you relate? Is there something in your life that God is inviting you to carry and you wouldn't have chosen it yourself? God, circumstance, has chosen it for you. So Simon is forced to carry the cross. Had Simon known the privilege of what was happening, do you think he would have carried the cross a little different? Think about it. He's carrying the instrument upon which wins his own salvation. He has the blood of Jesus now upon his hands, the blood that wins his salvation. Jesus is so close to death that they're afraid he's not going to get to Calvary. That's why they get Simon to carry the cross. The Roman soldiers weren't into trying to make Jesus's life a little easier. No, Jesus has fallen 3 times, and they think he ain't going to make it. So they get Simon to carry the cross because they don't want Jesus to die. Now, just reflect upon this, friends. Like, what is it in our life that we are forced to carry that we don't want to carry? And do we understand that when we unite it to the cross, we are like Simon? We're helping Jesus save the world. Maybe it's the crosses that we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves. It doesn't matter. Every cross, when united to Jesus, helps Jesus save the world. We become co-redeemers with Jesus. And the more we complain about the cross, the more our opportunity is wasted. How do we carry the cross? Well, it's a simple intention of the will to say, Jesus, I give you this suffering for your will. Let thy will be done. Or you can even name your intention. Jesus, I give you this cross for this person's salvation or for this intention. But don't waste it. I said it a couple videos ago. You're going to have to carry the cross either way. You can either carry it complaining or you can embrace it and give it to Jesus. But you're going to have to carry it anyway.
Today, too, the cross can be carried in different ways. There is a cross carried furiously or sullenly, in a rage. Man writhes and squirms, filled with hate, or at least with a deep and burning resentment. It is a cross without meaning and without any explanation, useless. Such a cross may even separate one from God. It is a cross of those in this world who seek comfort and material well-being, who will put up with neither suffering nor setbacks, for they have no wish to understand the supernatural meaning of pain. It is a cross which does not redeem. It is the cross carried by one of the thieves.
It's those people who unite it to Jesus that find meaning in their life. Mm-hmm. If you just fight against your cross your whole life, man, you ruin your life. Mm-hmm. Life is hard. Mm-hmm. But the saints never saw suffering this way. They found meaning in their suffering. And I think this is one of the great sufferings in life, is when a person doesn't have meaning. They can't find meaning in their life. They can't find meaning in their suffering. And so they get very depressed. You know, Jesus has redeemed suffering. It's a treasure that can cause great good. But we have to give it to him.
Yeah, and I think in our modern world, we're always just trying to get rid of suffering. Always. You know, especially now, like, people are giving the option to end their lives prematurely when they don't want to suffer anymore. And I'm not saying that suffering is easy, but like you said, when it's united to the cross, it becomes sacred.
So how did it all end for Simon of Cyrene?
Simon of Cyrene got to know Jesus through the cross. Our Lord would reward him for his help by also giving the faith to his two sons, Alexander and Rufus. Soon they would be among the outstanding Christians of the early years. We instinctively, as well as with reason, feel that Simon of Cyrene would later be a faithful disciple, held in esteem by the first Christian community in Jerusalem. And it all started with the cross.
So maybe today, if you're struggling, you can ask Simon of Cyrene's intercession to carry that cross with a transformed heart. I don't claim to carry my crosses very well.
I know. I feel like our crosses are so small and we do a horrible job at it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Again, here's just practical examples of little crosses. We share them just maybe so that you can find your own in your own life. It's just those duties that sometimes you don't want to do because you're tired.
Yes.
Or you don't feel good. Or you're pregnant and your body's achy and you got to make a meal or change a diaper because your husband's not around doing YouTube videos, or whatever it is. But just, you know, what is it in your life that just causes you inconvenience? What is it in your life that you find hard? Mm-hmm. That's like, there's a cross. United to Jesus.
And some of you are really going through a lot of big crosses. Yeah. You know, I've spoken to some of you and you know, all that I can remind myself is that God's grace is sufficient in all situations, regardless to what circumstance we find ourselves in. You know, it's amazing how God will transform the most despairing situation into such a redeeming, beautiful story.
You know, we're not in chronic pain. Mm-hmm. Some of you are. We don't have chronic disease and illness. Some of you do. Mm-hmm. So just to be fair, we don't understand what that's like. But Jesus does. Mm-hmm. He understands fully the human condition. And so I guess that's the point of this. Turn your gaze to him. He's the anchor. He's the rock. Cling to him. So friends, share with us what stood out to you in the comments below. And pray the rosary with us. It'll be right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow. So friends, thanks for watching. Please share with us what stood out to you below in the comments. Pray the rosary with us right up there. And we will see you tomorrow.